Segment 2. Dogs have been our best friends longer than any other animal. Some experts believe that the dog has been a member of human society for the past 50,000 or 60,000 years. But why have a dog as a pet and not another canine species, like a wolf or fox? Here's reporter John Smith, who tries to answer this question in his report.
It's almost impossible to conclude when dogs became our permanent companions. It seems they were domesticated almost the same time humans started forming permanent communities. Over the millennia, dogs have been performing more or less the same duties. In many instances, and this might upset animal lovers, dogs have become food themselves. This is especially the case in China and Korea, where dog meat is a delicacy. One question that persists about dogs is why is it that they have become domesticated while other members of the canine family, for example, wolves or foxes, have always remained wild? Here's Miriam Lopez, professor of veterinary sciences at the University of New Mexico.
People always ask me why is it that we've managed to domesticate dogs but not other animals from the canine family. The question is more interesting than a lot of people think with regards to wolves, because dogs and wolves are genetically similar. Wolves and dogs have almost identical DNA sequences, and dogs that have become feral, or wild, have been known to mate with wolves. I should mention that offspring of dog-wolf pairings do not make good pets. Wolf-dog puppies grow into very unpredictable adults. Wolves and dogs do have a number of similarities with regards to their behavior. Both animals howl, and both form into packs where there are fewer females than males. They also eat more or less the same things. And, unlike most other mammals, they are equally active during the day and night. However, unlike dogs, wolves have never been trained to be obedient to humans.
So dogs and wolves, and I guess foxes too, share many genetic and behavioral similarities. But you haven't explained why dogs can be domesticated while other canine species cannot. In addition, dogs differ greatly in size and shape according to their breed, while wolves, foxes, and other canines are very uniform in what they look like.
If dogs and wolves are physically different, it is more due to how humans have been breeding dogs over the centuries than to natural evolution. Judging by the remains of dogs found in prehistoric settlements, the first dogs to be domesticated were different from wolves only with regards to size. Dogs were smaller and probably had less hair, but they probably looked very similar to wolves. And the domestication of dogs may have happened without humans actually pursuing it themselves. Dogs probably wandered onto human settlements scavenging for food. They more or less domesticated themselves. Wolves, however, were and are better hunters. They never needed to look for food among humans. As for foxes, they are part of the canine family, but they are so genetically different from both dogs and wolves that they belong to a category of their own.
Dogs and wolves, then, are more similar than they are different. If dogs have been domesticated, it's only because they are more subservient. Wolves are better at fending for themselves. Dogs, however, have one tremendous advantage over wolves. They are far smarter than their wilder cousins.
What are the speakers mostly interested in? What does the speaker say about dogs in China? 43. What seems to be the greatest difference between wolves and dogs? 44. According to the speaker, why were dogs domesticated? What seems to be true about dogs?